Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Shannon Baldessario from MAC Charities. Is it MAC Charities?
It is.
And
MAC
it
Charity.
Stands for?
The Manchester Area Conference of Churches.
That's great. And Molly Devaney, she's here on behalf of Connecticut Food Share, but we know her, of course, from Highland Park Market. Nobody does it better.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I want you to make sure you know that. And, of course, if I can work in your new great job you're doing on top of all the other things you're doing. I do have to ask you one thing, Molly. Do you ever not smile? Do you ever see her not? Like, when you're mad, what does it look like?
Oh, you can talk to my brothers. They'll tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Because are you even smiling when you're mad?
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. A little bit of both.
Your energy is always just so, oops, someone's phone's ringing. That's me.
Oh.
That was me. That's great radio. Listen, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And we obviously, the charity side of things is super important, and I know Molly does so much work. But, you know, I want to start with you, Shannon. What is MAC Charities? And just give us a little bit of the backstory, because a lot of our listeners might not know.
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit organization that has been embedded in the Manchester community for 52 plus years this year, where we assist with basic emergency needs of housing, food insecurity, clothing assistance, medication purchase assistance, as well as any other basic need that's not being met by any other agencies around town.
But how do they find you?
So we are right in downtown Manchester, right on Main Street at 466. We have a beautiful website I encourage everybody to visit. It's www.macmacc-ct.org.
But, I mean, again, I'm Jewish, so I don't know anything about, you know, I mean, obviously I know, you know, Christian, Catholic. Did a bunch of, like, pastors and priests get together and say, we got to do something? I mean, how did it start?
Oh, yeah. So 52 years ago, 14 area Christian churches came together and realized that they were all duplicating services with individuals and families alike. So they created a one centralized hub where everybody in Manchester, no matter your faith background, no matter your beliefs and demographics, you can come to MAC Charities when you're in need, and we'll be there to assist you.
That's awesome. And Molly, with Connecticut Food Share, it's been a real crazy couple months. I saw Jason at the luncheon, which you were not there.
I know. I was at another meeting.
I can't
sorry.
Believe
I know.
You didn't
my first
show.
One I missed in 20
I'm
years.
Just like,
probably.
Where's Molly Devaney? She's like, she's not here. I was like, is something wrong? But, you know, I talked to Jason Jakubowski, who runs it. I mean, it's been intense, obviously, with the government shutdown, with, you know, SNAP benefits pausing, and that had a huge impact on the work you guys do.
Absolutely. And Jason's such a huge advocate. He's visible. He's out there. We are so blessed to have such an incredible leader in the
state
of Connecticut for food insecurity. And I think what he's done is really gathered people and really just brought awareness to so many people that weren't realizing what it feels like to be hungry. And I think that people stepping up, the governor stepped up, the state of Connecticut has stepped up, and neighbors, every single person, people want to know how to help those that
don't have, and how can we be part of the community? Whether it was different businesses stepping up, giving turkeys, you know, we handed out 40,000 turkeys.
I know, and you raised $300,000. I got that. Steve gave me the data from Jason. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's truly, that's where, you know, Connecticut separates itself, just, you know, and especially Manchester. This community is incredible. People care about other people, unlike anywhere else in the world. And I think it's just special about Connecticut because it truly speaks to the individuals. And, you know, last year they were talking about, hey, we're thinking about doing hunger. How, you know, what the forefront of the leaders of the Manchester Road Race just thinking, we need to focus on hunger and take that. And I remember them coming to me, hey, I think we're going to do this hunger thing. What are you thinking about the Race for Hunger? I said, what a great idea. And everybody, it's a basic need. So I think having something mm-hmm. that everybody can associate with being hungry. There's times where people feel hungry because they haven't eaten in 4 hours. Okay, can you imagine going days or being a school child not having nourishment during the day?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like my wife works at a private school and I see the food waste and I'm like, this is insane. It's insane the privilege that people have and don't even know it. Right. And I think that, and I can't even recognize it myself, to be honest with you, because I'm one of those 4 hours. I'm like, I'm famished.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's like, duh. And I think it's such a great point. And, you know, we're talking with Shannon Baldessario from Mac Charities and Molly Devaney from Connecticut Food Share, among other things. Another thing is Manchester. There's the mayor. He's got his pie. He's coming in. Even when he doesn't have a mic, he wants to talk. but I did want to ask, you know, for you guys, because obviously you're embedded in Manchester. For me, like, before I got involved, Manchester to me was like the mall or, you know, like, and so I didn't really have the connection to an actual community. And now that I've done the race for a couple of years and know a lot of people here, I think most people don't realize how great a community Manchester actually is.
No, absolutely. It's a becoming a city with that small hometown feel where everybody knows everybody. And, you know, once there is a, hey, can you help? Everybody shows up to the table.
Yeah, and I think the unique thing, too, you know, you have Thanksgiving in Manchester, and it's not just Thanksgiving alone. It's just, you know, we had the little Manchester Road Race where we're getting kids involved. We have the Road Race today where spectators are involved, and then you also have everybody, obviously, the runners involved. And then tomorrow we have the blood drive. So this whole race is all about giving back to the community, being part of the community, and there's just such a...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sense of spirit for Thanksgiving here in Manchester, unlike anywhere else in the world.
It is awesome. Just really quickly, I have a food share question afterward, but if people want to get involved or help out Mac Charities, how can they do that?
Oh, please come to our website. It's mac-cc-ct.org, and always go to our social media, Facebooks, and as well as Instagram, Mac Charities, and we'll be more than glad to invite you in to show you all of what we're doing.
And what about with FoodShare?
Yeah, in Connecticut FoodShare, I just want to say one thing. I think things don't happen in the community without volunteers. And I think one of the biggest things that we're all looking for more now than ever, we can't distribute food and we can't get it out if we don't have volunteers. So we're really pushing volunteerism. And so that's something that I would encourage everybody to jump on these websites.
It's so funny you say that because, you know, we do this. I go town by town. We do this starting across Connecticut where I throw a dart at a map and we go to that town. And we've been to over 30 towns now. And volunteer, it's a generational thing. Maybe it's a technology thing. But volunteerism is suffering. And it's not just suffering in Connecticut in these communities. I think it's probably a national trend. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, if you ever get Lamont's ear and if he does win, I don't know who's going to win the governor's race, but say he does win, like, and he needs a mission for his third term, one of them, beyond just getting energy prices down, should be volunteer. They could do a some sort of mission of service for volunteerism. Even if they make it less volunteer-y and incentivize it somehow, I think it is suffering in Connecticut from fire departments to food share. Like, it is real, and I think it's because our kids they're raised differently. I don't know.
Tomorrow we'll be at the blood drive, and I'm bringing my four nieces to volunteer. It's been something they've been doing, and it's part of tradition for them. So I would encourage people to step up and say, I can volunteer with my kids. I can take my nieces. I can take my nephews. The schools are doing a great job encouraging volunteerism and saying, hey, listen, you need to do 10 hours of community service throughout a whole entire school year, which is pretty easy to do if you start, but it's huge.
We only have like 30 seconds. Because I'm always amazed at Connecticut Food Share's organization and their ability to scale. Is this in every state? Or is what you do, is it pretty much duplicated in a lot of places, or is it a step above here?
A lot of places, but even we were behind at one point. We just did the merger of Food Share and Connecticut Food Bank. That took place, you know, over during COVID. We got together and we're like, as boards, and said, can we make this
sort of like how you guys got together and said, why duplicate things? And
we but you know, again, it all is about it's about the right leadership. We have Jason Jakubowski, who is probably one of the best leaders that you could ask for, and Shannon is, you know, are here in Manchester. Nobody does it better than Shannon. So,
well, listen, happy Thanksgiving.
You as
what's
well.
The plan? What time are you having? You eating? What's your plan today?
3 o'clock, I think. 4 o'clock. 3 o'clock cocktails. 4 o'clock dinner.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm pointing to 1 o'clock cocktails for me, but I'm on different calendars. And when do you guys eat? Usually?
We're going to eat around 2 o'clock.
Nice, good stuff. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for the work that you do, and we appreciate it as always. Of course, Shannon Baldessario with MAC Charities and Molly Devaney here with Connecticut Food Share.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.